Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Total EM. We are back at it for October, which is all about point-of-care ultrasound, or POCUS. And this is conjunction with Practical POCUS, which is an ultrasound education company that will be having a couple of upcoming courses in Missouri at the end of the year. To help celebrate this and to help push this forward, we're going to talk about different subjects with ultrasound every single week. If you are interested in attending one of these courses, which I highly recommend, use the discount code TOTALEM and you can get 10% off of your order. Remember that you need to register quickly because seats are going to fill up and the early bird discount's not going to last forever. But let's talk about what you actually came here for. This week, I want to talk about not necessarily a clinical subject with it, like we did last week where we talked about the use with kidney stones, but more instead about actually the patient's satisfaction and the patient's understanding of their diagnosis and management based on the use of ultrasound. This is something that we've heard a little bit before and we'll talk about a little bit and kind of gets just briefly mentioned, but we really don't talk much about the actual literature from where it comes from. So we're going to talk about a couple of those studies today. And we are using a couple of papers which you can access online, but these are things that it's useful to show this if you're working at a site that currently isn't using ultrasound routinely and maybe they are a little more skittish with it. Show them that, again, this is something that you can use, you can bill for it, you can drastically improve your time with patients, and patients in turn feel better with their care. The first time this was really mentioned was with the Journal of Emergency Medicine in 2014 that published a paper about bedside ultrasound improving patient satisfaction. There are a couple of names in there. There's Dr. Howard. There's also one that I recognize right away. Vicki Noble is on there as well. And this paper showed there's a statistically significant difference of improved satisfaction scores with the overall care in the emergency department, the actual diagnostic testing, and then the perception of the treating emergency physician that they were seeing at the time. All of this is really beneficial for us because this shows that, yes, this isn't just something that is frivolous and just cool and that patients, they get to have stuff that happens right then and there, but patients see this and they feel like they're getting better care. They also did a different study with pediatric patients, and they asked the patients and caregivers what they felt the ultrasound was doing for them. And they found that, once again, POCUS, whether it was for the diagnostic purpose or the educational purpose, did also result in improved outcomes. So this is something that we can use in a variety of our patients, and I like it because it's something that, as this next study is going to tie into very nicely, helps patients better understand things. And most likely, this is a big part of the patient satisfaction we're seeing. It's not just because we're spending a little more time at the bedside and that we're talking to them a little longer and it looks like we're doing something. It's because in turn, they can actually see what we're talking about. I like to usually show the patients the screen of what we're looking at and what we're seeing, and they're genuinely interested. If you're using ultrasound right now, a lot of times patients are going to ask you this. Of course, they'll make some jokes about, like, how pregnant am I when you're talking about a 70-year-old man or something like that when you're looking at his skin for an abscess. But patients enjoy it, and they like the immediate feedback. They like seeing what's going on. And patients are genuinely interested with their health. So we can take this another step further and help them improve their understanding of their care in addition to improving patient satisfaction. So the paper that we're going to talk about here was recently published in the Southern Medical Journal. Now, I've never heard of this paper before. I had to look up the association, everything else. It is legitimate. It is something that you can find. Basically, it's involving the Southern United States. Missouri was included in there, although I feel like we're the northernmost state, and that's what it looked like on the actual paper on the website as well. But the neat thing is that they actually did something that I hadn't seen yet in the literature, and I tried to find, and obviously the authors looked for, they couldn't find anything else on this either. But what they were studying was, did POCUS improve diagnostic understanding? This branches off of the concept of shared decision-making. Most of us have already heard lots about shared decision-making. And basically what we're trying to do is incorporate the patients, their views, their opinions, what they want in their care and trying to better understand and tailor their care to that. That's a very brief explanation, and there are a lot of myths around shared decision making. And actually, in the link in the show notes, you will see on the shared decision making one that it actually links to 12 common misconceptions. It's worth a read, because most likely if you're working with people who are not used to shared decision making, they may not fully understand the benefits behind it. So take a look at that paper too. The main thing here, though, is that they wanted to see how, again, POCUS may impact the shared decision making. And the neat thing with this is that they're being able to show these images so that this is something that's easily seen and understood by the patients. You can track the changes and show things over time. Also, you're helping apply abstract concepts in a more concrete way. So especially when we're talking about anatomy and physiology, this is something that we can use POCUS for very, very easily. So if I'm showing someone why we're trying to give them fluids, or maybe trying to show what we're looking for when we're looking at injuries, a lot of times ultrasound can be used very quickly to show, hey, this is what it looks like. This is what we're wanting to see. This is what we don't want to see. And we can help guide patients and understand this. Even if you do a formal ultrasound, if there's something on there, I like to go and also show the patients and their families this as well, because this is a way that we can actually show them, like, hey, this is what they talked about over when you're at radiology, or maybe they didn't talk to you about this at all, but this is what we're seeing. By the way, looking at it here at the bedside, this is also what you can see there. And this is a unique concept. This is something that I don't really feel like has been studied specifically for that role, but it is something that patients generally enjoy, because now they feel like they are a part of their care in a way that they were not a part of before. And this ties in with the concept of visual aids. So there have been previous studies, quite a few of them, that have shown that visual aids improve patient understanding. Is POCUS basically a big visual aid? Probably. I mean, realistically, what we're doing here is we're showing them images and we're tying that into how we're explaining what we're doing with patients. So yeah, this is basically a big visual aid. But rather than showing them cards or graphs or something like that, we're showing them in real time what's going on in their body. This is something that you really can't do with other types of graphics. You can kind of draw things, and patients do like when you draw things too. I use that whenever I can. But ultrasound takes it to a new level, because they can see it, what it looks like in their body. And sometimes we may have to explain things like with the lung ultrasounds and stuff like that, because we're not looking at things directly, we're looking at artifacts. But again, visual aids are extremely helpful with this role. So this is something that, if you can apply it, can really help your patients understand what's going on with them. Obviously, this is multifactorial. So again, it's not just the visual aid, but they have a better understanding. And with that explanation, in turn, as they were talking about in this, is that most likely they understand better and agree better to the care that's being provided. So this isn't just about showing them, hey, this is what's going on, and then base care off of that. But they also understand and will agree with your care more. And I notice this probably the most when I have people who are convinced that they have an abscess, and I can show them that it's only cellulitis at this stage. There's no abscess formation. When I can show them that, show them what cellulitis looks like, what an abscess looks like, what the difference is, why incision and drainage is probably not the best option for them since there's not an abscess that we can visualize, those patients now have a better understanding as far as why we're doing that care. And they also agree with it better. Again, this is something that you can't always convince people of when you're doing a physical examination by itself. Maybe by physical exam, it was pretty obvious this was an abscess. But if that patient's convinced that that's what they need to do, maybe there are some other ways to teach them and show them that this is not actually the necessary route. And like I said, the abscess is one great example of this. When looking at this, any trial is going to have its limitations. The big one that I saw in there, which they very well addressed, was the issue about the Hawthorne effect. So this is basically by being observed that people are going to act better. And this includes both clinicians and patients. The neat thing with this, as far as the clinician side, was that they did this all the time, but only a small population was actually, and it was randomized basically, but only a small population was actually surveyed. So you could say, well, they knew what days, but then they don't actually know, because it's going to be every single day they're acting like they're actually being tested. Well, this usually helps with the effects of, well, if they know what 2 days of every week, which is what they were doing here, that would, yes, probably change how they address things. And by taking care of that and doing some other things in there as well, I think they've did a good job with trying to eliminate as much bias as possible. This study, again, has its limitations, but it's something that really, if you're already doing ultrasound, you're probably recognizing already. Patients do a better job at understanding and agreeing with the plan for management, and they also seem to be more satisfied with it. This, again, helps support the idea that we should probably be using point-of-care ultrasound more and more, not only for the diagnostic purposes and our management purposes there, but also to help with our patients and navigate them through the healthcare system. As just one last quick reminder, make sure to check out Practical Pocus. Look at those upcoming courses. If you can attend, this is going to be a great time to do so. Don't forget the Total EM discount. And until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.